Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking to Susan Gonzalez about the 100 perks of having cancer, plus the 100 health tips for surviving it. So, Susan, we were talking just before the break about changing how cancer changed your perspective on life. Was there anything further you wanted to say about that?
In doing the book and in taking the chances, each little thing that I did that I didn't think I could do before helped me to be empowered. And that actually is part of my health plan as well. Anytime you can take bits of information and use them and empower yourself, you're giving yourself a little bit of health as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that any of your lifestyle before you had cancer contributed to you getting sick?
You know, this is a question that sort of raises some eyebrows in the blogosphere. There are a lot of people that don't like the blame game. So when we talk about things that you can do to prevent recurrence, we're not saying that it was your fault that you got it in the first place, and we're certainly not playing the blame game, but we know that there are things that you can do to reduce your risk, and those are the things that we encourage. Did my lifestyle contribute? Possibly. I had a lot of stress at home at the time. I thought I was eating a very healthy diet, being a cardiac nurse, but I've come to find in researching what a cancer diet and what a truly healthy diet is that I probably wasn't eating as healthy as I thought I was. I wasn't exercising nearly as much as I should have, and all of those things contributed. And I also wasn't really getting the full benefit of the spirit aspect of my health. Health is, you know, mind, body, spirit, and the spirit was really lacking. So I think all those things probably had something to do with it. And, you know, 90% of cancers are lifestyle related. Only 10% are genetic. So we have to look at what we're doing and what we're surrounding ourselves with, and our, you know, what kind of chemicals we're coming in contact with. You know, I went to nursing school. I had my hands in formaldehyde a lot, you know, and that may have contributed to it as well. But who knows? And, you know, I don't look backwards. I only look forwards and say, what can I do to help now to prevent that from happening again?
And I guess the air you breathe can contribute to it, too.
Yes, everything. But, you can't go crazy with that. You do what you can do.
Yeah.
I can't control the air that I breathe unless I walk around with a, you know, with a bubble. But
I'm just thinking in terms of particularly in industrial areas where there's, you know, sort of smoggy and, contaminated.
Sure, and you can definitely choose where you live. That is a choice you can make, definitely.
I've often thought, just as a digression, that I've watched on the news, and every now and then they'll show pictures of Peking in China, or Beijing, rather, and you can hardly see. And it's just because of the pollution in the air. And I thought, man, what's that got to be doing to their lungs?
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, did you find that other cancer patients shared your enthusiasm for having cancer?
Shared my enthusiasm for having cancer. I've never been asked that question. You mean like a sort of a camaraderie? I don't think they shared my... First of all, I don't think I had enthusiasm about getting cancer, so there was none to share. But yeah, there is a camaraderie that happens because you do experience a lot of the same things, and it is nice to have a support system, and that is one of the things we touch on in the book as well, that it does help to go online and talk to other people that have had it. I work with a wonderful organization called Immerman Angels, and they pair you one-on-one with someone that has had exactly your type of cancer, and they're about your age. And so you can talk to them and see, hey, what did you do? And sometimes it just helps to talk to someone who's been through it and is doing well to get that encouragement.
I would think that would be very important.
Yes.
In terms of the credibility of yourself or anybody else that's had cancer that's acting in a kind of counseling kind of way.
Yeah, I remember the one thing a friend called me, and the one thing that really I needed to hear, she said, you know what, you're going to get through this. You're going to be okay. And that's what I needed to hear. You know, she didn't know what was going to happen, but I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that I was going to be okay, and that I was able to do everything.
And I know some people, when they get a disease and you come up and you say, you're going to get through this, and all this, they expect you to say that. I mean, how credible can it be, But I think in because you've actually had it and been through it, it adds just a little bit more credibility to you saying that.
Yes, and the friend that said that to me had just gone through it the year before. She actually had the same exact cancer that I had and same treatment and everything, and so she did have definitely credibility.
So you definitely plant the seeds of hope in them.
Yes, hope is a huge theme in our book, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What difference did writing this book make in your journey?
Well, it helped me to realize that there are a lot of people that need help, that mm-hmm. don't know what to do, that are lost and really think the worst. And we want to bring the message that you do not have to be a helpless victim. You don't have to just take your treatments and wait for the cancer to return. There are many, many things that you can do to empower yourself. And that's the wonderful thing, that I realized that there are so many people that need this.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy that it just worked out this way, that we're able to offer this.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting book. I have a copy of it in front of me as we speak. And I know some of the perks that you describe in here they're funny, but they're also true. Like,
yes.
For example, hundreds of dollars saved in hair care.
Right. and some of them are more heart. Some of them are more serious. Florence has an autistic son, and she talks about how she really saw a different side of him. She didn't think he would even realize that she was sick, but he really did, and he would often show signs that he wanted her to get better. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Just as an aside, the health tip you had for the $100 saved for your hair care is treat yourself to chocolate cupcakes.
There are many recipes in the book. They're all healthy, whole food, plant-based recipes, mm-hmm. which is what we promote in the book. And that recipe particularly has beets as the main ingredient, mm-hmm. so it's an interesting twist. And we have a lot of different recipes as well for hair care. There's a wonderful natural coconut oil skin conditioner. I give a recipe for a natural bug repellent that you can use outside. So mm-hmm. a lot of good useful information.
Cancer forced me to brush up my math skills.
We talk about reduction of risk. So uh-huh. if you exercise a certain way, you can reduce your risk by 40%. If uh-huh. you eat a certain way, you can reduce your risk by 30%. Uh-huh. If you meditate, you can reduce your risk by another 30%. You add all these up, it adds up to like 210% that you can reduce your risk.
Yeah.
So we kind of play around with those numbers a little bit.
Well, that's great. I am intrigued. I'm wanting to ask you a few of the perks, just to kind of get your feet on it, and also so people can get a sense of what sort of things are in there, and also what kind of tips you have for them.
Sure.
But before I go any further than that, you could tell us what some of your favorite perks are.
My favorite perks, well, being a nurse, she has one in there about she gets to see handsome doctors. I think one of her doctors was very handsome, her oncologist, and she mentions him in there, and it was just, it wasn't so bad having to go to the office to see him because she got to see his face.
He came to her kind of thing,
yeah.
Another one that I liked in here was... having cancer shave 10 minutes off your shower?
Right, because you don't have to do your hair.
Right.
For women, that's huge. That could be an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Cancer gave me a great excuse to shop.
when you have more time and you can, you don't have to, she was off work for a little while, so she had some time to go shopping and, treat herself mm-hmm. to some interesting things, some fun things.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the health tip for this is treat yourself to a new snack.
Right, and I give a wonderful recipe for a little pumpkin seed snack.
Yeah,
all the snacks are real healthy.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have cancer-fighting benefits as well, so that's a plus.
Yeah. Bank account recovery?
Well, because she wasn't going out and partying and doing other things, she saved some money in that area.
Yeah, invested in cancer screening.
Yeah, so we talk a lot about screening and, you know, making sure that you are going to your appointments like you should, and for screening for all types of cancer. This isn't just a breast cancer book, although we both did have breast cancer. This is a general cancer health book.
Yeah. Well, I must say I find it intriguing. I happily don't have cancer, but nonetheless, it's an interesting book to read for people that don't have cancer.
Yes, and often we get this so much where someone will buy a book and for a friend that has cancer, and they'll come back and say, can I get another one? Because I really want to read this, and I'll give my friend another copy, because it really is for cancer avoiders. And everything we have in this book will also help with all of the chronic illnesses, because we know that cancer probably isn't what's going to get you. It's probably going to be heart disease or diabetes or something like that. And all these tips also help those chronic illnesses as well.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting angle to come from.
Yeah, but the people that have a problem with the title, because we do, you know, I lost my dad to cancer. Mm-hmm. We're not making fun of cancer in any way, shape, or form.
No, I didn't get that sense.
Yeah, but there are people that have issues with the title because they've lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually tell them, don't go on the title. You know, if you've read the book, you won't be insulted by the title.
Right.
Those are the people, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because my first read of it was like, what? 100%
yeah.
of cancer. Then I started looking through it and I thought, oh, yeah, well, this makes sense.
We're not saying go out and get you some, you know.
Yeah. Susan, we've run out of time, but I really want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been very interesting.
Sure.
And the book
you.
Is fascinating. And the book, again, I'll just repeat it. It's 100 Perks of Having Cancer Plus 100 Health Tips for Surviving It. And that's by Susan Gonzalez and Florence Strang.
And they can go to the website, 100perksofcancer.com, mm-hmm. and read a chapter from the book and get a lot of information.
And would they be able to get information from you on that address?
Yes. They can contact Florence or I, and they can look at our blogs. There's links to all of those. There's links to different interviews that we've done, so they can hear all of that as well.
Super. Well, thank you very much again, Susan. We really appreciate you visiting us and giving us some of your time.
Thank you so much, Warren. It's been a pleasure.
You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.